online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Lucy Hickmott.
Police in Kent say more than 150 crashes have been reported already today, more than twice the usual amount as the cold weather continues to cause disruption. Emergency services have been called to a number of incidents on the M20, which is said to be like a skating rink at the moment. There are also problems on the A251 and A299. A yellow warning's in force with snow, sleet and freezing rain expected this afternoon. On the trains, a modified timetable's running with several stations and lines in Kent still closed. David Statham is the managing director of Southeastern.
We're advising people if they can to try and travel a bit earlier to try and get home for the weekend because we do think the weather conditions will deteriorate from Friday afternoon into Friday evening.
Homeless charities have been working hard this week to make sure no one's left sleeping on the streets in Kent, but despite the freezing conditions, some rough sleepers are choosing to stay out instead of going to shelters. Amanda Sidwell is the founder of Making a Difference to Maidstone, which aims to help those in the town with nowhere to go. She says that's a worry.
Well, there's the fear of hypothermia, there's the fear of death, and yes, they're not looking after themselves. I mean, they don't look after themselves. Their health isn't great anyway, so therefore they're even at more of a risk.
A severe weather emergency protocol has been brought in, meaning councils have to take responsibility for rough sleepers after three nights below 0 degrees. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. You can also get the latest at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Theresa May will say later that she wants the deepest and broadest possible trade agreement with the EU after Brexit. She's giving a much anticipated speech this afternoon. The Prime Minister will set out five guiding principles for the rest of negotiations. Remain supporter and Labour MP Chuka Umunna wants the answer to one question.
How on earth do she think she's going to be able to retain the benefits of the single market and the customs union when she is intent on taking us out of both of those things?
A Kent man's been jailed for stealing a Land Rover he rented as a Valentine's Day present for his girlfriend. The couple tried to claim the £35,000 car was stolen from their home in Junction Road in Gillingham last February, but data from a tracking device proved they were lying. 38-year-old Wayne Bywood has been locked up for 15 months, while 27-year-old Rachel Bidgood has been given a suspended sentence. A young woman's admitted stealing jewellery from a pensioner's home in Maidstone while pretending to collect money for a children's charity. The 19-year-old from Gillingham tricked her way into the property last month. An 18-year-old denied her involvement in the case has been adjourned until July.
This is KMFM.
UKIP's lost control of Thanet Council, the only local authority it's ever run. Conservative Bob Bayford has been elected as the new leader after Chris Wells quit following a split in his party over the future of the former Manston Airport site. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to invite 2,640 members of the public to Windsor Castle for their wedding. They'll be made up of people who work for the royals, school children, those who help charities the couple have links with, and 1,200 from all backgrounds across the UK. They'll be able to watch the arrival of the bride, groom and guests from the grounds. The moment a four-year-old Medway boy managed to use his mum's iPhone to call 999 after she collapsed has been released. That's Harvey Parslow saying his mum's eyes were closed, she was shivering and needed an ambulance. He's now been praised by paramedics and given a certificate after raising the alarm from his home in Chatham in January. You can hear more of the call and see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. And Gary Oldman leads British hopes for an Oscar this weekend for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. He's already picked up a Golden Globe, BAFTA and Screen Actors Guild Award. The Shape of Water leads the nominations with 13.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Athletics and Great Britain's Laura Muir has her first World Championships medal. She claimed bronze in the 3,000 metres at the World Indoors in Birmingham after a six-hour taxi journey to get there from Glasgow. Her flight was cancelled because of heavy snow. She's back on the track this evening for the 1,500 metre heats. Elsewhere, Katarina Johnson-Thompson is chasing a medal in the pentathlon. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.